Going to say a few words on this. Yesterday, for the first time, I read the fine print on the front page of this song. It says, "In the Garden, a Sacred Solo by C. Austin Miles, written after reading St. John 20, 11 to 18. That turned out to be Mary at the sepulchre, weeping, and she suddenly saw Jesus, but supposed him to be the gardener. When he spoke her name, she recognized him. He said, 'Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" We can imagine Mary's joy at receiving this news. The composer of the song has expanded the thoughts inspired by this scripture passage with a good deal of imagination, so parts of it are not to be taken too literally, but the words are poetic and very beautiful, and I'd like to read them to you now. "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is bringing. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go. Through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." Thank you.
much. Sister Lucille, Sister Jean, and Sister Alice. We take this as Brother Wilf's testimony. 3:10. Save the last two verses for closing. Can we save the last two verses in closing? We'd like to get all the verses there. Brother Dan, would you come forward, please, and ask the blessing upon this portion of the convention, the testimony meeting, and Brother Cannell's service?